Tucker Carlson reacts to Donald Trump's VP pick. Every bad person in D.C. aligned against J.D. Vance. By Katherine Hamilton on July 15, 2024. Tucker Carlson praised former President Donald Trump's Monday selection of Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., as his running mate, emphasizing that Americans should be heartened by the fact that D.C. swamp creatures are so strongly opposed to the Ohio senator. I think every person who pays close attention has got to be thrilled by that. And if you don't know much about J.D. Vance, I'm not even going to make a case for J.D. Vance. The former Fox News anchor said during the Heritage Foundation's Policy Fest live from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm going to tell you what I just saw, which is that every bad person I've ever met in a lifetime in Washington was aligned against J.D. Vance. I don't always think that my side is right. I know for a fact I have been wrong many, many times. And I hope to correct and be honest about my error. Continued Carlson, who expanded his Fox News audience after creating the Tucker Carlson Network, TCN, and moving to X, formerly Twitter. So, it's not like I think that God's always on my side. Sometimes I'm not on God's side, but I definitely know who's representing the other side. Carlson specifically pointed to agents of chaos in the nation's capital who are seemingly only involved in politics to reap the financial benefits of killing other people in pointless wars. I know who those people are, and their odor is so powerful that I can smell one when he walks in the room. And every single one of those people in a line that would extend from Milwaukee to Chicago was lined up over the last week to knife J.D. Vance, he said. Not on personal grounds. I mean, he's a perfectly nice guy. He's, like, one of the only members of the Senate with a happy marriage. True, but because they thought he would be harder to manipulate and slightly less enthusiastic about killing people. That's it. That he would be an impediment to their exercising power. And boy, they went after him in a way I've just kind of never seen. Which I think happens every day in Washington. I just don't have a vantage on it because I'm far, far away and grateful to be. And, again, I was just reminded that this process is so ugly that normal people do not want to participate in it, he said. And, yet, normal people have to suck it up and do so anyway because the consequences are just so profound and so very serious. Trump ultimately selected Vance, 39, after considering Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, R. As Breitbart News reported, the urgency to choose a vice presidential candidate was underscored by the assassination attempt on Trump on Saturday. Vance, who began serving as an Ohio senator in 2023, is widely seen as the heir apparent to the America First movement that Trump's 2016 election ushered. Breitbart News's Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle recently reported that Vance would be the first Marine veteran and the first millennial on a presidential ticket of a major party. Vance sat down for an exclusive interview with Breitbart News in 2021.